It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton waves. Trenton.
Yes, waves. Yes, 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 yes.
You're right there? No, you're not?
No, I'm fine.
You know who we're sitting with today?
Yes, I do.
For the third time.
Third? Oh, yes.
The third
yes,
time.
Right.
I just can't take it.
No.
The third time. The first time
well, the
she
first
was with
time,
us
yes,
was at Arnold Day.
It was impromptu.
With Angel Wilkinson.
Yes.
Will Foskey was an invited guest.
Yes.
And he comes over trailing along this
trailing?
Girl,
I don't think she was trailing.
Who he couldn't shake. He was trying to get rid of him
the
past couple
story.
Of blocks.
You're making up the story.
Then she was in here the other day.
Right.
And we got 4 minutes of a...
right. Something with
of an interview.
Horribly
which
awry.
You will hear at the end of this episode.
Okay.
We're going to actually play that.
Okay.
I think I still have it. And yet, today... she's back.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of her either, just like Will.
No. We don't want to.
We don't want to get rid of her. No, no, no. She is the inventor of the mixtape. She is also the daughter niece
right.
of Tim McRae.
That's right.
Tim McRae, you know him from such podcasts as the Rich and Tim Unleashed podcast
right.
on the New Pod City Podcast Network.
Right.
That's right. Rich mm-hmm. and Tim Unleashed.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim. Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. You can go to unleashed.newpodcity.com and you can hear their show. And they're going to be on this show soon.
Yes. They're
going to be kind of kicking their show off in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And? There's another and. She's got street cred.
Yes.
Like big time.
What?
Even though she's wearing a knockoff of a Boy George kind of a hat deal, comma,
that's
quotation
not, a
mark.
Boy George okay. did not invent that hat, okay?
Well,
please.
She's not doing it any favors either.
I think it
and
was
I mean
smashing.
That with all due respect.
Please, the you're going to ask this guy? We had to have a long conversation today about your attire.
Oh, nobody wants to hear that story.
Yeah, everyone wants to hear it because I said, this is the deal. You're getting rid of those sneakers because that's it. Enough with the sneakers and the jeans that you... a new overhaul of clothing is happening to Frank. I'm just saying you should
I'm
not be the one...
our guest
you should
and
not
you're hijacking
be the, one
the show about my fashion.
Kind of fashion statements.
Listen, I am a fashion plate. I put the P in fashion plate.
You okay? certainly do.
Thank you. Okay. The editor-in-chief of Everyday Melanin Magazine... Miss Ebony Johnson is with us today.
Yay!
That's right. Ebony Johnson is with us
Yay!
Again today.
And we
hello,
have
Ebony.
A magazine.
Why is it every time I'm introduced?
Hello, Ebony.
Hello. But every time I'm introduced, I'm holding back all these lies that I just want to share with the world. Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming and bringing us your magazine.
Oh, absolutely.
I looked through it. I read some of the things, but it's really cool.
Thank
I love
you.
The layout, and I love the colors, and I love the content.
Thank you. Thank
you. I like all the pictures, too.
You can't believe how long I've been waiting for this magazine.
He's been waiting forever.
I know.
When was our old day?
The beginning of October.
3 months. That's an entire season. That.
A season.
90 days I've been waiting.
90 days.
Yeah. 90 days.
They flew.
Wow.
What was good is that she finally hits us up with two.
Yes.
Which.
I didn't see the other one. Where's the other one? I want to see
it. I got it right
one.
Here. It's the black and white version
Ooh, I like
of
that.
Everyday Melon Magazine.
Oh, very nice.
EMM.
Yeah. I love that.
The Trenton one.
So you're
Do
a big,
you say Trenton
kind of,
or Trenton?
I say Trenton, like, you're like a normal person.
I say Trenton. I say Trenton too.
Yeah.
Trenton.
I say Trenton.
Why do you say Trenton?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Why do you say Trenton? You say Trenton. You say Trenton?
I don't say Trenton. I say
Trenton.
No, I don't do that. I don't like, I just say Trenton.
Remember Jackie? She used to literally say it like this. Trenton.
Right. I don't say that. I
Trenton.
Say Trenton. No, I don't say Trenton. I say Trenton.
Trenton.
Yeah. I swallow the T in the
same.
I think I say Trenton.
Yeah. Yeah.
It kind
I think
of
I say Trenton. If I'm thinking about it, I say Trenton. But if I'm not thinking about it, I say Trenton. Right?
Correct.
So you got this kind of a interesting hat on. You know, you're supposed to wear the hat forward, you know?
No,
she's you wear it forward. That style.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
I wear it forward depending on the outfit, the attire.
Yeah, you're right.
So, the way my hats fit on my head depends on what I'm wearing.
So a more formal thing, you'd have it forward.
Yeah.
Oh, so you wear it back for us? Gee, thanks.
No, but look what I got on. I
have she's being on very a hoodie. Informal today.
You have a mink stole with you.
Wait, that is over here.
A mink jacket.
Well, I have to go back to Saturday. It was freezing cold in here.
Yes, it's much better now.
You know, we had to make sure we wore that nice fox.
It's not Fawkes.
No, I said Fawkes.
Fawkes. So, what a guy Fawkes mink stole?
Last time. We said faux.
It's faux. It's faux.
Right.
Fawkes.
We're wearing our faux fur.
I said Fawkes because that's how it's spelled.
She comes from the era of the Depression where you use everything.
I do.
And you're 63?
Oh, my gosh. Turn that around. 36.
Oh, you're 36.
I don't mind telling my age.
Are you really 36? You look like you're 15 years old.
I know.
You really do.
I love that. But you know what they say? Black don't crack.
And it's true.
I don't really know
experience.
How true that is. But
I think it's true in my
experience.
So you're saying white might? White.
You said it. I didn't.
Black don't crack. White might.
I say white does.
Ooh. I say just say no.
But then back to just say no. Bringing it back to
bringing
the melanin.
It back to everything comes back to melanin.
To the melanin.
If you have more melanin in your skin, you have more sun protection and thus less wrinkles and cracks.
But don't get it twisted. We still need our SPF.
Yes.
We still need it. That's major.
Yeah. Just I agree.
That out there.
I agree with you.
Oh, Frank is like, where did this conversation go?
She just brought it all to a screeching halt. Oh, did you hear that? My goodness gracious. So why don't you ask your first question to Ebony Johnson?
All right. My question is, in your journey of life, what has brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
My family. I'm born and raised here.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I like she says, my family, but I'm born and raised here.
Well, that's how they got here.
That's how they got here. My grandfather and grandmother come from Dillon, South Carolina.
Ooh, Dillon, south of the border. South of the border.
Yes.
And we know Dillon, yes.
Gotta rep Dillon. And it's nice to know that there's other people. And I feel like everyone from Trenton, not even everyone, but a lot of them come from the south, from Dillon, South Carolina. Literally Dillon.
Yes.
That are planted here.
Well, Princess, who was on the show last week, her family came up from Charleston.
Really?
Yeah.
See, not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
It's closer to Dillon than Trenton is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
But they traveled a long way. They came. My grandfather, he was the entrepreneur of Trenton at his time. And I'm only bigging him up because that is really what he did. He had a laundromat. He had a dry cleaners. Had landscape. He had oil company. Paint. All this stuff. And my grandfather was also an evangelist. So when anyone came to his spot out in Trenton, he'd be preaching to them while they're washing their clothes.
I like this guy.
He was like the modern day, I call him the modern day of Martin Luther King. Just, you know, kind of like times 100.
So he kind of sparked that in you and your DNA, right?
Yes.
Because you and also your
Uncle Daddy Tim.
Yes. He's an entrepreneur also.
Yes.
So it's in the blood.
It is
right?
in the blood.
It is.
I've followed behind Tim for many years.
So it's definitely in the genes.
It's definitely in the genes.
Okay. Well, in Tim's case, it's much bigger pair of jeans.
In his case, he's wearing shorts, so I can't say.
With an elastic waistband. If you don't get that joke, then you will get it if you listen to the Rich and Tim Unleashed podcast.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim. Unleashed.
We love you, Uncle Tim. Uncle Daddy.
We love you, Uncle Daddy, Tim.
What's funny, though, is this is how close we are. He and my other uncle, I don't call him Uncle Daddy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up calling them by their first name without the uncle in front of it.
Okay.
So it was just one of those kind
That's
of.
Weird.
It was very weird for me, but he was like my brother growing up.
Well, who else did you call their
first name? His younger brother, Danny.
Oh.
So I would just call him Tim and Danny.
What do you call Rich? You call him like a uncle, maybe? No, because him and Tim grew up together, so you would probably have seen him around.
What's funny is I did.
Will you stop hitting the table, please?
Oh, sorry.
Do you know Rich?
See, your hat is basically falling off your head.
She doesn't even know.
It's like hovering.
Because the headphones. I'm pushing it back. Pushing it back. Oh my goodness.
Leave my hat alone.
That is ridiculous. It's not even sitting on your head.
It's because of the headphones.
I wish we had video. You know, let me tell you something.
She's trying to keep the look.
New Pod
headphones.
City is bringing video in here soon.
Purposely.
And we're going to be able to see stuff like this.
Just for Ebony.
Look at it. Now it looks like it's floating.
Now it's great, right?
It's like a.
Look like Freddy Krueger.
You look like more like Abraham Lincoln.
What? No.
It looks like a top hat now.
No.
Oh, you'd rather look like Freddy Krueger than Abe Lincoln? Yes. If you had a choice between looking like Lincoln or Freddy Krueger, you'd choose. What? Yes.
I didn't like Abraham's hat too much. His
hat
was just really.
Yeah,
did.
That looks a little stovepipe. But the way she's wearing it, it looks very stovepipe.
It's the headphones.
It's so.
Here we go. I'll bring
head.
It down here now.
I actually like that look. This is very interesting.
It looks a little like a Mountie.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, yes. I agree. Right.
I should have just worn my skull cap today.
How about not wearing it at all? How about that?
No, I love my hat.
Who are you trying to impress?
So this is funny because it goes back to my generational.
It
like,
does?
You know, yes.
All right,
my grandfather loved wearing hats. My mother wore hats. Like, it's just in me. If you look at Uncle Tim, isn't he always wearing hats?
I look at Uncle Tim and I see a perfectly round person.
I'm trying to remember. Yes. The last time we saw Tim, he was wearing a baseball cap.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm. See, so he wears hats too.
Right.
That's in the jeans too.
Well,
not
yes.
The ones with the elastic waistband.
I'm telling you, if you listen to the most recent episode of the Rich and Tim Unleashed podcast,
I'm Rich
and I'm Tim Unleashed.
They talk about how Uncle Daddy, Tim mm-hmm. McRae, replaces his underwear every 4 years and that the $25 a pair.
$25?
$25
a pair
for a pair of underpants. Can you imagine?
I don't think they cost that much at La Perla.
Oh my God.
Right?
La what?
It's a woman's lingerie.
I don't know
La
if that
Perla.
Was something
I never even heard of that.
I never did either.
La Perla? Mm-hmm. Really? They don't cost $25 for a set of panties?
No, I think they do. They're probably more than that.
Are they custom made?
No, but they're very.
So they're
elite.
Not Vicky's. They're not like Vicky's.
No.
And they're not Fawkes either.
Oh my
Fawkes.
God. See, I need Fawkes.
I have Fawkes underwear.
I need Fawkes underwear.
Fawkes over knives. All right.
You know what I'm going to do, though, before I leave for the day? I'm going to make sure he tries on this hat and I take a picture of it.
Before you leave for the day, like you work here.
I do.
Frank wears hats in the summertime. He wears those, like, the Cuban,
right.
You know, fedora type hats.
Smoking a cigar and stuff like that. Yes. Absolutely.
He likes that.
And you wear yours down.
Yes.
Yeah, I wear it the right way.
Yes, he doesn't.
There's no right or wrong way to wear this.
Yes, there is.
Listen, Frank,
clearly.
You don't understand style.
Style
is individual.
I don't understand style. We were just having a whole... See the way I'm dressed today? Am I wearing a t-shirt? Am I wearing sneakers? No.
It's an improvement.
Thank you. There you go.
Because I forbade him to wear those sneakers out. I said, you can
I
wear
wish
sneakers
I saw
to
those
the
sneakers.
Gym. That's it. They're like disgusting.
Speaking of sneakers, I have on...
Let me see what you're
my
wearing.
Red Pumas,
I love
like
them. See,
I have them
stylish.
On from Saturday again.
Yes.
Now, how come that's yes. Okay? Because she's not wearing socks?
No. Because
no,
they
the
have
socks
a style.
Are in there, though.
They're built in?
No, I mean, technically, yes. These are like sock shoes.
What do you mean sock shoes?
I mean,
like
they're not...
what superheroes wear?
No, well, yes.
You forgot you were
that.
A superhero?
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. Let's get back to Dillon, South Carolina real quick.
Yeah.
How often do you go back down there?
Haven't been in about like a good 7 years.
Oh, wow.
But
really?
We don't
okay.
go there.
Mm-hmm.
We
where do you go?
Pass through. Only time we go there is to take pictures by the south of the border, you know.
South
sign.
Of the border. There you go.
That's
so you've
it.
Been to south of the border a couple
yeah,
times? Or
yeah, yeah.
You like it there?
I mean, we've only taken pictures there, so
what
I don't
do
really know.
You never walked around the grounds?
No, never.
Are you serious?
We don't stay there.
Why not?
Thank you.
There's, I don't even know if it's still there or not. Black Cat, it was a fireworks store or something. It used to literally be right in that. It was like a little center, I guess, of it.
Okay.
They still have a fireworks thing in there.
Is it still called Black Cat?
I don't know if it's called Black Cat, but there's still a fireworks. They have a Mexican restaurant in there.
Yeah,
they
well,
have an elephant missing a trunk.
We have not. Wait, an elephant missing a trunk?
Yes. The last time we were there, the elephant had no trunk. And the giraffe had only three legs.
Have you ever seen the movie Cars?
Yes.
The first one?
Yes.
Where the town is like kind of like a down and out. Okay. We went to south of the border in 2016. And I had to basically drag my wife in there kicking and screaming.
Oh
and she got
God.
Very sad in there because it reminded her of the city from
God.
Cars.
It
I'm like,
was
listen.
So sad.
I would go there. I stayed there
we
at the hotel.
Didn't do any of that.
I went in the pool.
No.
It was
you
awesome.
Did?
Yes.
They had a pool?
Yes.
Time out.
They have their own hotel.
Time out.
No,
nobody
no time out.
So,
nobody
no,
stays
so maybe
there.
This is what happened. I feel like my family has you know, just stolen this moment from us when we were growing up because we never stayed. If I could pull up pictures now mm-hmm. to show you guys,
yeah.
all we did was take pictures in front of the South of the Border sign.
Do you have pictures right now on you? You don't. But
I have pictures of the hotels in Dillon when we were kids.
Listen, nobody stays at South of the Border today. Nobody even really goes there unless they're going to take pictures right. and leave.
Oh, really?
Then let me see. Why do they have a website? Why do they have new billboards? Why do they still have 97 billboards from North Carolina to South Carolina and vice versa
because
coming out of South Carolina?
Because they need people to stay there, and it's not happening.
How do you know it's not? How are you it's so not. Up on their books?
I don't know.
Every
don't
time
know.
You pass, it's empty and sad.
It's sad. I don't think it's
see
a
cars
thing
a
anymore.
Lot. It is a thing.
But I did like the town of Dillon. The actual town.
Yes. So family out there still also. They mm-hmm. actually own one of the farmlands. So wow. if you're ever out there again and you see a name with the Mason, it's actually a street name. Mm-hmm. If you see the name Mason, mm-hmm. that's my family.
Wow.
Oh, really? The Masons are your family?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Masons, McCrays, a whole lot of them.
Oh, wow. I love that history.
It's pretty dope, given the fact that it's Black History Month and stuff. And I've been I've been just trying to bring some light into what my grandfather and his mm-hmm. siblings have done, especially coming from down there and bringing their craft and their creativeness down to, you know, or up to Trenton.
Now, when your grandfather came up, when he was living down south, mm-hmm. what did he do down south?
From knowledge of what I remember and what I recall, he and his brother, his twin brother, used to actually make shoes.
Oh, wow.
And they made beer. So
beer and shoes.
Interesting.
Beer and shoes.
Yep. In that order.
So, yes, but that was something they were running. So I don't know so much about own. I feel mm-hmm. like it's something they started.
Oh, okay.
Then, you know, down south. And once they came up this way, I don't think they did it as much, but mm-hmm. they used to also run ice cream shops here in Trenton, as well as rent out, I forget how many buildings Uncle Daddy said, but he would have more knowledge of it than I would in this sense. But yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That is a cool story.
Yeah. Hmm.
So then you're born and bred Trenton.
Yeah.
So you, did you go to high school here in Trenton?
No, I went to Ewing High though.
Oh, okay.
So Grandpop, mm-hmm. you know, once they moved out of Trenton, they mm-hmm. moved into Ewing, got the house built up from the ground. Mm-hmm. And ever since, you know, mm-hmm. just been chucking it from there to Trenton on Tioga and Chambers Street.
Oh, okay.
So I say that name because I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's the Wilbur section. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
I would just like to just add something real quick. I'm on the South of the Border website.
Oh, my God.
And here are some of the things to do there. Here are some of the attractions besides dining and shopping.
Dining.
The Sombrero Tower.
Oh my God.
It's an observation tower. It's over 200 feet high and it has a glass elevator. Yeah, yeah. Of course you didn't know it because you're so busy dogging it.
Did you know it? Did you know that
you did? No, and I'm glad I looked it up. I'm glad.
So all those years you spent there, you never went up in the Sombrero?
Listen. It gives riders a full view of South of the Border's grounds. Will you shut up and let me say it?
We should all go
as it glides to the top. You know what else they got there?
Frank,
what?
You're driving with a Sombrero.
Pedro Land Park.
Pedro
Land Park.
We have to go meet Pedro.
It has an assortment of rides just for kids. Some of them include the carousel, the Hang Ten, which is a mini Himalaya, the antique cars, the Red Baron.
Really?
Yeah, the Reptile Lagoon.
I wonder when they started this. They had to have started this after I left from 7 years.
You never sausage a place.
Oh, God.
Okay. So he's going to be the
You're
driver.
You're always a wiener at Pedro's.
Road trip. All right. Enough.
Long
please.
As I'm not a loser, I'm a wiener.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Take it.
I'm glad there are attractions other than dining and shopping South of the Border.
Wonderful.
SOBPedro.com.
And taking pictures.
SOBPedro.com.
Got it. All right.
Because South of the Border is actually a Mexican restaurant in Levittown. It came up.
What?
That's what
South of the Border.
They didn't have.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't think. But did they make it? I wonder if they made it based off of.
No, they didn't.
All right.
Okay.
SouthOfTheBorder.com is a Mexican restaurant in Levittown. It's SOBPedro.com if you want the one in Dillon.
If you want the
theme park.
Gotcha. Anyway,
I guess
on.
I'll go out there and send you a postcard.
Yes, that would be amazing.
You'll hang it on here with a frame.
Yes,
that would be a home run postcard.
Oh, God. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about this magazine. Sure. What made you decide to do a magazine? Oh, now, it's print and digital, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. It is print and digital. So I don't even know if it was like just something I stumbled on because I'm a photographer. Mm-hmm. And doing a lot of the photography work that I've been doing for the past 12 years, or at least by then it was like 10 years, up to 10 years, I kind of felt stagnant in a little bit. Okay. So I just, you know, one day I just went to sleep and I remember I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, but God, please send me a sign. And next thing you know, it's like I woke up the next morning, started toying around with a cover because mm-hmm. I was just like, just be creative, do mm-hmm. what you normally do. I put my daughter on the front of it and I'm like, I could really do something here. Because again, I feel like with photography, there's only but so much help you can give your client. You're doing a service to them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I like to talk. I always seem to be the type of person that someone will come to asking the questions like, Eb, I'm in this situation. Da-da-da-da. And I'm not no therapist or anything. But again, I like to talk and I like to help people. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of friends and family that were doing some amazing things. And I'm like, why want to be in someone else's magazine and like, can just make my own, you know? Right, right. So mm-hmm. that's kind of where it came from. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've just been pushing out. The first few years, I pushed out a lot. And I'll mm-hmm. be honest, it slowed down, especially with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I kind of kicked out maybe two during the pandemic. I want to try and stay as consistent as possible, but I am through digital now okay. rather than with print.
Yeah. How often does this come out? Every month?
Right now, it's quarterly.
Because you got 12 issues right here.
Yeah, so that was a special edition. Mm-hmm. It was called Our Men Matter.
Yeah.
And I interviewed 12 men. And it's actually on our YouTube channel as well. I interviewed 9 men. I interviewed 9 different men mm-hmm. that I put out a post. And I'm like, you know, tell me who the hardest working Black men were in Trenton. Mm-hmm. And some of the people just were like, oh, I think this guy would be great. I think guy would be great. And that's how I went about doing it.
How is Will Foskey not on here?
Yeah.
I never met
he's
him.
The hardest,
I
didn't meet he's him. He's the hardest working Black man I know.
Meet him then.
Well,
these were all due to people actually like putting other people okay. out. So I didn't go searching. I left it to the people of gotcha. The
oh,
area.
Oh, I see
to
what you're saying. Well,
I think Reggie's a pretty hard working guy.
Yeah, he's a hard working guy. He's not as hard working as Will is.
Well, I think it's different work. It's, I don't think you can compare the two.
When the next one comes out.
Yeah.
Then
Will will be on there.
Yeah.
You should nominate him.
So you can have any white guys on this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can.
Because we have melanin too.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And
except
you're not
for albinos, that's true. No albinos.
But
on
we feel
covers.
Like I still feel like they have some. But I'll look that up.
That's the very thing that they don't have. That's why they're albinos. They don't have melanin.
But we're not going to exclude them because
we're
of
not.
That.
Fine.
We absolutely not.
But,
right.
but just understand, it's not
yes,
an opinion.
We get it. We get it.
Anyone that is the hardest working man out here that has melanin in their skin, yeah. if you okay. are nominated,
yes.
you can be in this
That's
magazine.
That's a lot
for
of credentials they're going to have
that.
They got to meet a lot of conditions. First of all, you have to have melanin.
I'm just
Second
saying.
Of all, you got to be hardworking.
I'm just saying. Everybody thinks they're hardworking until
and
they're
And third
hard
of all, you
got
to be nominated. Right, you can't even, you have to be nominated even.
Right.
So
right.
you can be hardworking and have melanin and not get nominated.
Right.
Hey.
Right. It's a good way to push people out there, though.
That's right.
It's a harsh world.
It is.
So if you make the cover of that, that's saying something. You've got
right.
three hits right
that's
there.
Right. They're serious. Those are serious, hardworking guys. But I have another question. How did you get interested in photography?
Oh, that came because I just love taking pictures with my cell phone.
Okay.
And it was, and Valentine's Day is coming up too. So it brings a good point because 2012 on mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, I was gifted my first camera.
Oh,
and
wow.
since then, that's when I've just been taking all these pictures. The first picture I took, it was actually an Art All Night and it was of my daughters, which I know Frank still doesn't think I have kids, but but they were at the age of 4 and 2 and mm-hmm. we went out to Mercer County Park one day and I just posted on Facebook and everyone was like, holy shit, Eb, you should be posting this, or you should be doing this. And I'm like, doing what? This is just fun. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy it. But after a while, it just became a thing that I really, truly like doing. Mm. And
so are you self-taught then?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty self-taught. Now, I have had and still have many mentors through mm-hmm. this. Boss Falsky is what I call him. Is one of my mentors.
Boss Falsky.
BF. Remember? BF. He's been my mentor throughout this past, actually during the pandemic, it feels mm-hmm. like, to kind of get me in the position I need to be now with how I'm good. Doing some good
stuff. So you've only had male mentors, I noticed.
Wow, yeah. That's no, I had one female, but that was when I was still in the like beginning phase of everything. That doesn't count. No, it probably does.
You know, Christina's a bit of a photog.
But again, yes, she is. Just like, I have no training or anything.
It doesn't
like
matter. So she takes wonderful pictures. Ah. Very interesting.
I love this here.
And I actually got I got my first, like, really, what I thought was a really good camera for graduation of high school.
Yeah.
So I was 18. I got a Minolta. I just recently got another, maybe 2 years ago, got a Canon. I'm not going to spend a lot of money on something when I feel
because
like I'm just...
Because you're not doing it all the time.
I'm not doing it all the time, and I'm self-taught, and mm-hmm. I just kind of walk around with it. And I know people who are really serious. Like, we had Carlos Vargas on, and he... just takes his camera everywhere.
Wow.
So he's like, you never know when you're going to see something that you want to photograph. And I'm not there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that you can be self-taught. I think that you just need some guidance and some
YouTube
things.
YouTube University has mm-hmm. helped me tremendously.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, tell me about it. Absolutely. Look, you can listen. You can be trained mm-hmm. and still stink.
Yes.
Because if you don't have the goods, the X factor, the necessary wherewithal, the raw the talent.
Creatives mm-hmm. are not born
nothing's
going
to be harnessed. You can't harness it now and you can't. You're never going to be that person because you don't have the goods mm-hmm. to back it up.
Right. But mm-hmm. they probably have goods in some other area.
I'm sure they do.
Right. Just a compliment to Will. He seems like a guy who always likes to mentor people. He's very giving in that way. Mm-hmm. Like, he's very willing to share his knowledge, his experience. And I think that's why he is successful and is going to be even more successful.
But I think that comes from a place of him knowing that it's not going to stagnate him.
Right.
Or, push mm-hmm. him back or stop the light from dimming on him, too. Like, right. he knows whatever he pushes out. Mm-hmm. It kind of is like... paying him back in a
exactly.
sense because mm-hmm. he sees the success that comes from it.
Right.
Like I said, mm-hmm. within a year mm-hmm. or so, mm-hmm. I've really grown as a photographer and mm-hmm. I'm just like, whoa. And he's like, you've always had it. I'm like, did I?
So he's an encouraging guy too.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not going to stagnate him.
No.
It's not going to stagnate him.
Right.
Right. Well, that's not what she said. That's why I'm saying.
Wait, what did I say?
It's not going to stagnate him.
I heard stagnate. Sorry.
No, you said it incorrectly.
Well, thank you, Mr. correcting man who never makes
Mr.
a mistake.
I mean, correcting
between how right is saying Trenton and Trenton.
I know, Trenton.
Fox and foe.
Since when did you become the...
Fox is wrong.
No, yes.
Foe is right.
We know that.
All right.
It's not going to stagnate him. Who are you, MJ from Dear Sis?
It's not going to keep him back. Look, it's not going to keep him back.
Right.
It's not going to hold him down.
Right.
Oh, no. It's got to keep him.
The man ain't going to hold him down. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
I was about to hit the table until I saw his face just now. I'm like, hold on.
What?
He just had a Denzel moment.
I had a Denzel moment, yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. Oh, you want to go that way now? Is that what you want to do? You want to do a podcast now? You want to do a podcast?
What's that from?
Oh, my gosh. Training Day.
Training Day.
Which I watched as a totally different
movie. Oh, my goodness. Let's tell that story real quick. Did you see Training Day?
Yes, okay. Of course.
We're watching Training Day one day with Ethan Hawke and Denzel Washington.
Yes.
And
she's hitting herself.
Right. And what did you get out of that movie,
though? I thought it was all a test for Ethan Hawke. Like, he was Denzel Washington, because in my mind, he never plays, like, that bad a guy.
Yeah.
So he's a really good guy, and he's trying to teach this rookie cop all the bad stuff, and then at the end, he's going to say, Training Day! And then he's really the best cop in the world, and then I'm like,
wrong.
What? No. So disappointed.
And Ethan Hawke is like, hey!
It's a totally different movie for me.
Oh, you thought it was a training day? You thought it was a whole test?
She found a lot of comedy in that one.
Oh, well, so did you ever see Sixth Sense?
Yes.
I was the only person in the theater that was like, where's the twist? I thought, really? I just thought he was dead.
Really?
Because the kid was scared of him. And I'm saying, nobody's talking to Bruce Willis.
I did notice Nobody. That. I did notice that.
And then I'm like, and the kid is always running away from Bruce Willis in the beginning.
Because you're thinking he's scared.
And, right. And then I'm like, okay, so when at the end, spoiler alert. Look, if you haven't seen it at this point, too bad.
Right. We're what spoiling. Was that, an
80s movie? This podcast, we're going to call
80s? It. I think it was spoiler 90s, alert, too bad.
Yes. But the thing is, when the ring falls and she's like, and she's blowing the breath, the steam from her breath, the cold air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't get this. Doesn't anybody know that he's dead?
Nobody.
He got shot in the beginning of the movie.
Nobody knew he was dead.
So I'm watching this knowing he's dead and not getting it.
Wondering why.
Like, not understanding, like, who cares about this movie? I don't get it. I don't care about anybody because I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to know that.
Right. That was the twist. At
clearly,
the end.
You were a smart one at that time.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know he was alive? You didn't know that?
And yet you didn't know the village, which I knew right from the beginning.
I'm the village, right.
This is a fake place. Does anybody get it? They're all pretending. And I'm like, oh, God.
And remember The Happenings with Mark Wahlberg?
Ooh. Oh, that was great.
He had a couple of clunkers. M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, I did. He was like an Indian rapper. Signs. I like Signs.
Right, Signs was good.
I like that one.
I didn't like Signs that much.
You know what was very, very hard to do?
What?
And Mel Gibson did it. I don't care what you think about Mel Gibson.
What?
Listen, in Signs, in the movie Signs,
I was about to say Christ.
He had to cry and chew his food at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's very, and he's to act, to do that. Mm-hmm. And he did it. Like, no one, behind the scenes of that movie, it's like, no one can just do that. That's not like an easy thing to do, to pull off. He's crying and eating.
How did he tap into that?
No, he's an actor. He did it.
Oh.
He's a professional.
Swing away, Meryl. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, right, so back to Ebony.
Back to Ebony. Right. We took a little detour.
That was a little at the movies segment.
I was ready to talk about Christ, the movie.
Oh, you want to talk about Christ? Is that what you want to talk about?
The Passion.
Or Passion. There you go.
Yes. I'm ready to talk about Christ. Well, your uncle was a preacher.
No, not our uncle. Her grandfather.
My grandfather was an evangelist.
Evangelist.
Okay, but Tim, I thought, was a preacher. Was he not?
He's totally not a preacher. Where did that come from?
From his lips.
When did
you hear that, Tim McRae? I'm on to you.
When did he say he was a preacher in a video, a music video? Yes.
Oh.
A couple times.
Couple times.
That was rich.
Speaking of videos.
Yeah, let's get on to the videos now.
There's another, you have an alias.
Yeah.
Yes, what's the alias's name?
Kiki. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say, I don't know the rest of the words.
Okay, first of all, don't ever do that again.
Sing or dance or
no,
either?
No, hold, stop talking. Kiki is her
alter ego.
Alter ego.
Yes.
And I've only known one other Kiki in real life. Mm-hmm. Her name is Kiki Stockhammer. Mm. She worked for a company called New Tech. They had a big product with the video toaster.
We don't care.
She's not the real Kiki.
She's not the real Kiki.
She is the real Kiki. It's her real name.
All right. Well, this is her. This is an alias. Name.
Can you talk like Kiki?
What does she sound like? What Kiki sounds like me.
Oh, so she's just you.
Yes, it's me. So it's
you
10.
In a different hat, so basically.
No, Kiki does not wear a hat. She wears curly hair.
Who is
Kiki
she?
Kiki is part of the WTF food truck, food and music.
They're going to say
Daddy.
Part of the WB.
No. The WB. No, Uncle Daddy, as many know or don't know, he runs a WTF food and music show as well as a food truck, but it's now a stand, and he has amazing food if you haven't checked it out. Out yet. So he does these commercials as well as these little skits, and you know, I guess it kind of came up to a time where I just had to be someone for him.
So
I was kind
of
like
one of the most
obligated.
Recent ones though, Ebony, one of the most recent ones.
Was it a disturbing one?
It was a little disturbing because you came out, he's on the phone and he's talking to somebody, you don't know who he's talking to.
Yeah.
And you come up behind him
don't
like you're
give it away.
It's really. I'm not spoiling. I'm not spoiling anything.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not even spoiling anything.
Okay, go ahead.
If anything, I'm helping the viewer to understand what's happening.
Okay.
And then, you come out behind him, mm-hmm. in like a robe, and you're brushing your teeth in a mug or something, and There's no toothpaste.
None.
Is there even any water in that thing?
What, in the mug? In the mug? No, I was spitting it into the cup.
But what were you spitting? Everything was dry.
You know how people have...
Dentures?
No, not the dentures. But I felt like someone that was just spitting into a can or something.
Oh, like phlegm.
Phlegm, yeah. Like, yeah, that was the point of it. That was the point of it.
So Kiki's a real class act.
Oh, absolutely.
Kiki is trash.
Kiki is not trash, but you can check her out in an upcoming show.
Oh, well, she acts trashy.
Okay. She acts very wild and trashy.
Okay.
She's a mix between Wanda from In Living Color, Shanae from Martin.
Shanae.
Oh, God.
And I don't know if you guys remember on In Living Color, there was this lady named, I can't think of her name right now, but it was played by Kim Wayans.
Okay.
And she had the hair and she was always talking about everybody outside the window. So that's who Kiki is. She's a mixture of those three characters.
In Living Color.
But I realize that's technically who I am. Now, I don't talk about people. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong sometimes. But nonetheless... It's just me, amplified.
I actually have to say those videos are very well done.
Yeah, they are well done. Really, they really well are.
He wrote all of them.
He's very
And cool. he Uncle tells Daddy? Us to... Yeah, Uncle Daddy wrote all of them. Mm-hmm. And he, you said that really well. He does a good job also allowing us to kind of just, you know, do our own thing sometimes.
And ad-lib and improvise.
Yeah. Kiki is, she's something else. She's also a firecracker. So
do you like to act? Is that something else that you're interested in?
I mean, that's not the only thing I acted in. I actually acted in a friend's movie called The Blue Labyrinth, which actually premiered last year. And it was shown at the NBC.
Oh, you're kidding me. You're kidding. Somebody's NBC. At the door.
Oh, okay. Let me go.
Somebody's at the door.
Let me go.
Don't they read the signs that says do not knock? We're in the middle of an interview
here.
Who are we inviting in?
Oh, wait. Unbelievable. I knocked earlier. Oh, no.
Oh my God, it's freaking Uncle Daddy is here. Did you invite him here? Did you invite him here? Did you invite him here?
He's my ride.
Oh my God.
But
are you serious? I don't want him here now. I don't want him here now.
Uncle Daddy.
Oh, Tim McRae is here busting in. He's crashing an interview. What's the matter with you?
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim. Unleashed.
He heard us talking about
him.
And he wanted to set the record straight.
Hey, Uncle Daddy.
Tim, put those headphones on.
Okay, they're on.
You see the blue light outside? It says on the air, we're recording. You don't start knocking on the door because Ebony told you to pick her up at 7 o'clock. It's only 6 o'clock.
No, she told me to be here at 5:30, and when I see the blue light, I'm going to knock because I know I'm going to get some air time.
He is such an attention whore. It's not even funny.
Hashtag whore.
He's a ham. It looks like you ate a couple of hams today.
Yes, I definitely do, and I try and keep my weight up. I know you can't see me on podcast land.
I just found out you were still wearing those $25 underwear from...
Yes, I am.
What is it? What was that place?
Duluth and Trading.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Really? That's where you shop?
Yeah, the best and the strongest underwear in the business.
Wow, you're making a lot of you're making some podcast cheese.
We hope that we will.
Time
we hope
to bring them all the sponsor one. What are you trying to hold up? You said the strongest.
Excuse me?
What's coming?
Hey, that's your Uncle Daddy.
No, I'm just
wait a minute. When you get my age, you want everything to be held up. Gravity sets in.
So you're telling me right now you're held up? Oh my gosh.
I'm held up, but I'm not backed up.
Oh, well, thank God. For that.
Oh, God.
Right
there. This is going downhill. But,
listen, Tim has a friend named Rich.
Yes.
Rich Hopkins.
Yes.
And they have a podcast called the Rich and Tim Unleashed Podcast. It's on the New Pod City Podcast Network.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim. Unleashed.
And ever since he's been on the network, now he's shopping at Duluth and Trading. He's buying underwear for $25.
Well, actually $17.50
a pair. Wow.
Well, because of who you are. They're giving you a discount. They're giving you the New Pod City discount.
There you go.
Right. We have discounts at Duluth and Trading. If you're a New Pod City podcaster,
you
they
know
give
that
you
company. You've seen their commercials.
Love
all
their commercials.
I know is that he's a big fan of number one, anything with an elastic waistband. And number two, anything that has big graphic logos on it, he's going to wear and he's going to rock it.
Right,
he's
I've heard.
I don't need this. Dude, put your clothes back on.
Oh, what's that?
He's taking his shirt off.
My other shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
I know you can see.
Everyday melanin.
Everyday melanin.
Right.
Wow, right on subject.
He totally knew what he was doing, even down to what he was going to wear.
That's why I was looking like this. I'm just
And I was going to pull down my pants and fashion off my Duluth and Trading underwear, but my niece is here.
So what's holding you up?
Thank God for that.
Oh, wait.
Your niece is... You're holding him up?
I mean,
Ebony, Ebony. What is the matter with you? Ebony, what is the matter with you? That's your uncle daddy. How dare you? Is there something legitimately wrong with you? They're really unbelievable.
No, I'm totally not.
I'm holding him up.
Holding him down.
That's even worse.
Not our term. That's a term of endearment.
Right.
Look at them together. You're so adorable. You're so skinny. You look like, if you would have, that fur coat, when you put that on, you, it makes you look like a pipe cleaner. You're so skinny. Aww, and then you have Tim walk in. They look like the number 10 sitting together. I love it. All right. Well, okay.
We were just talking about your videos, which we think are so well done and so creative.
Thank you very, very much. I have to shout out to my two of my main camera guys, Rashawn Tyson, 267 Films, and of course, Will Foskey.
Boss Foskey.
Wait, one more. We have a new guy to the camp, which I want to introduce to you guys soon.
Who?
Delta Films.
Delta Films. Yes, okay.
I
would
say Delta Burke. I thought she's now switching over to Camel Work.
She won't fit the frame, but he can make it happen. Sorry, Delta.
So, Delta Films.
Yeah, Delta Films as well. He's done one of my commercials, the closing commercial.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Where we play a role from Belly.
Are any of these guys hooked up with Joel Halsey?
Yeah, let's really? Do it. Let's do it.
No, I'm saying, what do you mean, let's do it? I'm asking you a question.
No, we're not hooked up with him, but we love to, because we know he's doing big things in the city with movies.
Yeah, he is, with the, what is it, 713 or something like that? Something Lucky 13?
Like yeah.
713, I think that's
713, Lucky 7, Lucky 13.
Look, get Joe here. All of that.
Every possible combination of numbers. The thing with Tim, I want to tell you something about your Uncle Daddy that it may or may not know. Maybe you do know. I don't know.
But Frank knows something about me I don't know about myself.
Him and Rich Hopkins are doing something that's never been done before.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim. Unleashed.
Neil Simon. Yes. Famous play The Odd Couple.
I know.
It was originally done by Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
The movie was.
The movie. The
okay.
Movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Then it was brought onto television with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
Okay. It was. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. But it was a play.
It was a play.
It was a play first.
Yes.
And then
yes.
a movie and then a TV show.
Yes.
And then a play again.
Yes.
Okay. Then they did the female version.
Right.
Where they flipped everything. So it's all women and two guys. With,
right.
Instead of the Pigeon Sisters.
Gotcha.
It was the Manolo and Jesus
the Manolo
brothers,
right.
But they never did a white guy and a black guy.
Never.
Until now.
Yes.
Because
oh boy.
Tim produces this thing. It's called The New Odd
age?
Couple.
No, it's The New Age Odd
the new
Couple.
Age the New Age Odd Couple.
We didn't want to get any trouble with the name of the original, so we wanted to go New Age Odd Couple.
Why don't you just play it really safe and call it The Pod Couple?
Yeah.
Because they're podcasters.
Well, we're going to work that into the script because
do
that
the
actually
pod,
becomes
do,
our job.
Do The Pod Couple.
Well, wait. I have a question. Where is this going to be a play? Is this going to be a radio show?
We're starting off as a web series.
Oh, okay.
And what we want to do is build that web series into something bigger that one of these beautiful networks that listen to all of the shows on New Pod City want to pick up, produce, and get behind with a nice budget so we can make people
Let's
laugh.
Go. Here's the thing. Years ago, Christina and I used to do a lot of community theater. That's actually
That's how we met.
One of the shows we did was The Odd Couple. I played Speed.
Wow.
Christina played Gwendolyn Pigeon, one of the Pigeon Sisters,
along
with Heather.
Heather, yes.
Right. I'm talking to Tim one day, and I said, you know, I played Speed in the play in New York.
You were trying to wrangle your way in there.
I wasn't trying. I was like, I was hoping he'd bite.
That
and he goes, well,
blood.
You're going to play him again.
Yeah.
And he said it just like Denzel Washington. He said, oh, you're going to play him again? Oh, you don't want to play him again?
Oh, no.
So then, you missed it before. We had a whole Denzel thing going on.
We really did.
Had a Denzel
yes.
fest. But you know what? Instead of Speed doing what he did, Speed in the Pod Couple, Speed could own a podcast network.
You know what? We never thought of that. We did give him great ideas.
Mm. What did Speed
say,
do
I'm telling you, the Pod Couple.
Well, we thought he was a poker player. At least he thought he was a poker
right,
player.
Right.
No, but what did he do for a living?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
That's a
good
question.
Well, he owns a podcast network, a hosting company.
Yeah, well, you know, that actor went on to play a cop on Quincy with Jack Klugman.
With Jack Klugman. Oh, I remember that.
Yes, he was the same actor. I love that show.
So did my dad.
Yeah.
Yes,
I remember
Quincy.
And, then, and the whole beginning of it, he's looking at something, and it turns out it's a girl in the
it's
bikini
a girl.
On the beach. All right. Anyway, so what's the pod couple? See, I'm calling it the pod couple.
This is a nice twist, man. Listen, we're not done. Nothing's written in stone. But right now we're shooting the intros, and we're getting ready to shoot the scenes, but then the snowstorm happened.
Oh.
So we changed our scenery outside, so we have to wait for the snow to melt to make sure that everything jives with the intro.
Well, listen, no pressure, but are Chris and I in it?
We have some roles for you guys.
All
we've
already
written you in. So we already got you there.
We're in.
And it's going to take place at some of the bar scenes. We're going to be at McGuinn's, which is a little
bar. Yes, we know McGuinn's.
We know McGuinn's very well.
So we have a lot of stuff that we're bringing to people that they just aren't ready for.
Are you going to be shooting in and around Trenton?
Yes, of course.
Cool.
We just hijacked the
Ebony Johnson.
Awesome.
It's based in Trenton. But look, I didn't come here to talk about me.
Oh, you didn't?
Are you sure?
Well, it's okay because
he was rehearsing this in the car on the way over
Kiki,
here.
Kiki, please.
The bartender.
Oh.
Yes. So yeah. Kiki is our bartender, so you're not going to get done seeing her.
Oh, goody.
She
thought she was gifted the role, but we actually forced her to play the role.
So is she like any of the characters from the TV show?
No, not at all.
Like
we're not
a different twist?
We're not doing any of the characters from the TV show. We are bringing everybody that is in the show is going to be new. No characters are named after any of the other ones.
Really?
These are all going to be new characters, and they're all Trenton-based actors.
So you're not doing Oscar and Felix?
Not at all. It's going to be Tim and Rich.
Oh, I like it.
Really?
Yeah, Rich and
Tim. No copyright infringement then.
No, we're not going for any of that.
Okay,
I want to use my name and put it out there. People know it. Let's use it.
How about Alex and Fosker?
No.
Oh, please.
Like Will Foskey. Like do a whole Foskey thing.
No.
Like, no.
No. So Kiki's going to be a reoccurring character on the show.
Yeah, she's the bartender. She's the anchor. She is the person we go to talk to get advice.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? Oh, Kiki's going to. Oh,
you guys get it now,
but bartenders are like therapists.
Exactly.
Bartenders are like therapists. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And they're a lot cheaper. And who wouldn't want Kiki serving them drinks?
Right.
Me.
I'm going to have to up my attire for this one.
I don't think I would want Kiki serving me drinks.
Fun.
Yes, you do.
No.
You just got to come to her correct.
Listen, I've seen some Kiki videos. And I'm like, I'm not into this chick. I don't like
the phlegm part?
No, I don't like the
phlegm.
I don't like her attitude.
So funny.
You know, she's and like very full of herself.
And we laughed through those commercials, especially the last one we did.
Oh my God.
We hijacked the State Farm commercial.
Oh
just
my God.
Be honest.
Oh,
so
okay.
We kicked the new Jake out the way, and I became the new Jake, you know, and we kicked him out the way, and we stole the show. And I think it was pretty funny.
God.
And
like
it ends with our favorite character, Roscoe.
Roscoe's out of control. I haven't seen Tim for almost a year because I was pissed off at him.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
And then, now I can't fucking shake him. I speak to him every other day, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm just Chris Sasso's podcast studio," and talk about myself. And now he's like my best friend.
Aww.
Listen, and you tried to get rid of me too.
No,
he thinks he's my best.
It's okay. Good thing I cannot.
I have the mic off.
Right.
Okay, can we get back to Ebony now?
Yes. Okay, sure.
This is
Will.
No,
we'll bring him and Rich on the show later on.
This is good, though.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim. Unleashed.
Right.
All right, let's get back to that hat.
No. Leave
her
hat
over
alone.
The hat.
We're over the hat.
Leave my Michael Jackson hat alone.
See,
oh,
now
I like
that
like
looks
that.
Good. You see, that works.
What is that? Is that a smooth criminal hat?
Yes.
You've been hit by.
Woo! You got it.
I know.
Sorry, I love Michael. So aww. You can't.
Not a big Michael Jackson.
Oh, wait,
fan.
I have a question. If you had if you already said you're a big fan of him, but the choice between Prince or Michael Jackson, who would you choose?
Michael.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My daddy.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
That's my daddy.
Really?
Michael Jackson?
No, okay, so here's the reason why. I love Prince, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I love him. But I grew up on Michael. My dad thought he was Michael.
Yes,
my
he
dad
did.
Had a jury curl and juices and bought him and my mom these leather red Thriller jackets from Wilson that I still have that black line on it.
Oh,
like
you gotta
Michael.
Keep those.
So for me, my household is Michael.
All right. Okay.
I had a very intimate relationship with Michael Jackson when I was
I younger. Don't want to know about
yeah, you know what are you talking about?
Was Jesus juice involved?
By yourself?
No, my cousins, my friends helped me.
Yeah, it's totally politically incorrect.
I remade Thriller.
He played the Michael Jackson part.
Yes, I did.
Wait, like Will...
Everything.
Weird
I did every...
Al-type?
No. Or... Just remade it.
Yep.
I gotta see this.
It's horrible.
How old were you?
Like, he did it in blackface. Okay?
I was 16 years old.
Stop.
I did it in blackface.
He did not.
I was 16. Oh, I was a kid in high school. Like,
oh, my God. Whatever. Nobody, you didn't have any no mans in your corner. You had a yes man all the way through your life, didn't you? Because yeah, that was a no moment.
Yes. Yes.
Well, let me tell you. It was, let me tell you. I was 16 years old. I made this film. I shot it on half-inch videotape with a big half-inch video camera and a big battery pack. I didn't know any better about blackface. I didn't know it was wrong.
It looked so bad, first of all.
You didn't know it was wrong.
So it still exists?
We had rehearsals of that dance. Let me tell you, I aced that dance, the choreography.
He did organize the whole neighborhood to do the dance.
Thank you. Yeah. Did you hear that? I organized the entire neighborhood to do the dance.
That was the talent that was... He got everyone to go along with this.
Wait, time out. You were there?
No, I was not.
Oh, okay, good.
I didn't even know him at the time.
I'm sure if you were, you would have been like, no.
Oh, yes. See, that's
you would have been one of the dancers. No.
Please tell me everyone was not in blackface.
No.
My cousin played the girlfriend. She was in blackface, and I was in blackface. And I even had Vaseline in my hair. Not even gel. Vaseline in my hair.
This is when Frank had hair.
It's when I had thick, curly hair.
And
it was
the combination of the Vaseline and the whatever he used to make his face black was running, and it was...
Yeah. So I'm half white and half black.
So that was embarrassing enough.
No, what's good is that way I appealed to everybody. I'm half white, I'm half black. No one had a problem.
It looked like he was melting.
And then the next scene, the makeup's fine. But then the next scene, it's my whole forehead's white.
Oh my God.
And the next scene is black again. You know.
Thank God for growth.
Yes. Yes.
I am going to re-release that.
No, please don't.
On YouTube.
Please don't.
For your sake. For the world.
No.
For Batman's sake. Don't do it.
He's saying, please don't do it.
Tim, I will let you see it. I will let you see it.
Yes.
What is that? Your Will Foskey impression?
It'll be a private showing.
No.
That's just a no.
Yeah, we called it chiller. We called it chiller. Instead of thriller.
How innovative.
Wait, but there was a Middle Eastern. There was an Indian that did it, and I think he called it chiller or something.
He got it from me then.
You sure?
Because yes. You did it back in the 80s, right?
I did it in the 80s.
And he had the green eyes and stuff, too.
I had yellow eyes with the mask.
Wait,
the whole thing.
Was that you?
Maybe.
Hold on.
Well, you didn't put it up anywhere.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
I didn't.
Things get leaked, you know.
No, but it was shot on
VHS.
Beta was the better technology, actually. Yeah, but it was shot on half inch.
And it never made its way to digital. I never
remastered it.
Unless someone came into our house and found it in a box.
Remastered it and uploaded it. Right.
It's hidden away somewhere.
God bless you.
Yeah, we used a van to track me walking around the cemetery, and then I played one of the ghouls coming out of the. It was. I'm telling you, it was six months it took to make this.
I gotta see this.
I was 16 years old. It wasn't bad for a 16 year old kid.
Night, a few drinks. We need to watch.
Oh
this.
Yeah. A few drinks. Definitely.
Why? A few. Like, when I showed it to you, you loved it.
Well, I liked you at the time, so I was like,
that was,
"Yeah."
That was part of the hook.
You look kind of good as a black guy.
Yeah.
I had a red jacket. I had a whole thing.
Role play.
Dude, if I show you this video, you are gonna lose your mind. You're gonna say this is gold.
Oh my God.
I doubt it.
You gotta see it.
Oh my God!
That's when being black goes wrong moment. Don't do it ever again.
Yeah, that's like the opposite of everyday melanin.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
It should be. We need more melanin.
Wow.
There wasn't one black guy in the whole shoot too.
Well, there you go. You made up for the 1%.
There you go. Right. I just realized there wasn't one black guy.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't because I was like trying not to have a black guy.
It's just you didn't. That's what was your neighborhood.
It was just a neighborhood. I orchestrated the whole neighborhood to get in on it.
We grew up in a neighborhood like that.
Yeah.
Really?
We were the black ones in the neighborhood.
Wow.
We were the first black family.
Really?
Yep.
How did that go? Like, did you feel welcomed, or was it like?
Well, I want to tell one quick story. I'm gonna let you jump in. We had a kid, and I'm just going to put his name out there, Ronnie Zoda, who lived in the neighborhood, and he liked to ride his bike around. And as he rode his bike around, he rode past their house one day, and we're out there playing. I had a few of my friends and cousins over, you know, that came to see the new house. And he started riding his bike, and he was pointing, and he kept saying, "The N-words live there. The N-words live there." So I'm thinking for a minute, and the first thing is my mind flashed back to, like, Paul Revere. So I'm like... Who's the white kid on the bike yelling about the people standing in front of him that can hear and see him? And I had to see him when we go to school and get on the bus. So the first instinct I had was to pick up a rock and hit him in the head, but we let him live. And
then
down the road, once I started going to school, I kind of let them know who I was. And after that, I had no more problems.
Did you ever become friendly with him?
Ronnie Zoda is still around now. He works for the township. And, you know, we see him once the blue moon.
He has a show on the Newport City podcast.
No, he doesn't.
It's called The N-Words Live Here.
It's called The Racist Show. But no, he's still around the area. And I think that he kind of found the error of his ways. But at the same time, you know, I always kind of let people know about who we were in the neighborhood. Because I was always up to protect my nieces and my nephews.
Right.
Nobody came in the neighborhood saying anything other than calling us by our names.
That's very nice.
McCrays and Davis.
That's very nice of you, Tim. Okay. Do you have any questions for Ebony?
Well, did you want to say something about that?
No, I mean, the only thing I can remember is actually I enjoyed growing up in a predominantly white neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because it was very safe. Mm-hmm. But we were a family that kept to ourselves anyway.
Okay.
So our grandmother never let anyone in our house. Mm-hmm. She said, if you go out, you just got to make sure that you don't come back or you come back at this time, whatever. You know, it was just real.
Right.
It was real structured in a sense. Mm-hmm. However, the only issue I had was a lot of my white friends asked too many damn questions.
Did they?
And the questions were never asked in the, it sucks. It's a black-white thing because certain questions were never asked in the black household, but it was always asked in the white household. So, Ebony, can you stay the night? No, I can't. Well, why not? Well, growing up, we didn't do that kind of thing.
Oh, you didn't have sleepovers?
That's who's a family member.
We didn't go over to have dinner.
Really?
And that's who's a family member, or you were down south
we
or something?
We didn't do that.
Wow.
It was just something we did not do.
That's so crazy.
And I don't know if it was the fact of we don't want our business out there kind of thing because, you know, I ran my mouth. He could tell you. Yeah.
I think grandma was just really, she was that person, she was private.
Yeah.
And she wanted families to know their family and that's it.
Mm-hmm. She knew the energy that came in and out of that house too.
And she can control that energy. Yeah. Any energy that she couldn't control, she wouldn't let it.
So this is the grandma from Dylan?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
My mother, her
His
grandma.
Mother.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. So this, it's a whole different, she's
Absolutely.
Grew in a whole different like perspective. So when she came up here, it was like, she kept that
she was
old school.
Very old school.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but she did allow people eventually to sleep over if they got kicked out of the house or they were in need. She would be the first one to open her arms at that door and welcome that person in.
Yep.
You know, we had a few friends that got kicked out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she took them in with no question. And we would even sit back. We were looking like,
You
know, like
is this allowed?
Yeah. Well, why?
Wow.
Was in need and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was a situation where that person was in need, she was there for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wonderful growing up.
Yes.
It had its moments.
Yeah,
we could all say that, right?
But you know what, Ab, and I'm sure you can agree with me, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Oh, no.
You know, we never came home to people being drunk or fighting or arguing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There was always love in our house.
Wow.
There was always love and prayer. I didn't learn hate until we left the house.
Wow.
So we talked about this a while ago, too.
Yeah.
We want to talk hate. You know, my parents were from the South, and they went to the segregated water fountain. You know, it's the black water fountain. Eat here, the white counter, the black counter. They dealt with that in the South. You know,
we
would go down there, we would see that, but they never brought that on us. They never taught us hate. They never showed us that these are the hateful things that people have done.
Mm-hmm.
They never gave us that side.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeesh.
That's such a good example.
Yeah, very. Especially
so
in this
cool.
day and age.
Yeah.
All right, so Ebony, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Great.
I don't think I have a choice.
Slugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Ebony, where can people find you? Where can people know you? Where can they learn all about you online and such?
So websites, you can check us out on EverydayMelanin.com, as well as our store, because we do sell apparel, Everyday Melanin Apparel. That's EverydayMelaninStore.com. And we're on Instagram, Facebook, and as well as Twitter.
Why do you have to sing the Twitter part? Because it's a bird?
Yes.
Twitter.
You can't sing Instagram. Like, you can't sing that.
Right. But interesting that you would have to sing that. And of all times, this is when Tim is at his quietest for some reason.
Because he's letting her promote.
He's letting her promote.
He's letting me do my
club. He's a good Uncle Daddy. Go ahead.
Exactly. So for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are on there as Everyday Melanin Magazine as well. There are no underscores on the Facebook, but there are on the Instagram. Just separate the
where?
Everyday underscore melanin underscore magazine.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's only on Instagram. But other than that.
What about your photography?
My photography is beautiful chaos underscore images on Instagram. And you can check that out at ebonybrandco.com.
Wow, look at you.
Yes.
You are an Uncle Daddy's niece.
Ew.
All right, so regretting this immediately, Tim, do you have anything to plug? The evil scientist laugh.
First of all, I want to plug New Pod City.
Aww.
Gotta plug you guys. You know.
Thank you.
Frank finally got the chip off his shoulder and let me onto the broadcasting network.
It's because it was a potato chip and you ate it.
So I would like to plug, first and foremost, The Rich and Tim.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim.
Unleashed.
I would like to plug The Rich and Tim Unleashed podcast, also available on New Pod City. Uh-huh. I would also like to plug our Instagram, which is Rich and Tim, just like it sounds, RicAndTim, Unleashed, you figure out how to spell it, at Instagram. Also on Twitter. Which I won't sing.
Thank you.
Go to our Instagram. That's where the fun is. Rich and Tim Unleashed on Instagram. And that's just like it sounds. Rich, RicAndTim Unleashed. You figure out how to spell it on Instagram. Gotta make you guys work a little bit.
Cool.
I have one more question.
Yes.
So, in your imaginings or your dreams of Trenton, what does it look like?
It looks like another New York City or Cali or a place that everyone can go to, find all the resources they need. The it place. The place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We call it T-Town. I mean, why go everywhere else, you know?
Why go anywhere else? I like that. You're not the first person to say something like that. Like,
really?
We hear this a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got your Phillies and stuff, but... I want people to, like, literally look at Trenton and be like, yo, I want to go there.
Right, right.
Why not?
I feel that way now.
Yeah.
Like, I really
same,
do.
Same.
I,
absolutely.
Cool.
We've come a long way.
Yes, I agree.
Upcoming Trenton Waves episode will have The Rich and Tim actually on as guests.
I don't know if I can handle this.
I don't know either. I, you know what? No, you're going to have to. I'm not doing it. Listen, I'm not doing that show alone.
I know who's not
there's
have
no
to
way.
That day.
There's no way.
That'd be fun.
There's no way I'm sitting here alone with Rich and Tim. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to have to be here for that.
All right.
And that's when we're going to actually launch their show officially on the network.
Okay.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Tim. Unleashed.
They have a bunch of episodes up there already.
I
so
know,
if you can't wait, just go to unleashed.newpodcity.com and
cool.
listen to them there. As well as most podcast directors, I think, are carrying you guys now, I think.
Exactly.
All right, so with that, that has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out!
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
How you doing, podcast here? Everybody good out there?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are you answering for them?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Boy, Princess Hoagland last week. My goodness gracious.
I love her.
Yeah, you were getting a little emotional at one point
no,
when she was talking.
No.
Yeah, you were.
No.
I had to yell at her a little
what
bit.
What was she saying that
she
again?
Was saying how, you know, I was questioning what kind of value I really brought to the board. And she's like, oh, no, you don't understand.
Oh, when she was complimenting you.
And you're like, I love her.
She is so passionate and so adorable.
I love when I asked her about, now, you're a black woman.
Like,
and you're
surprise!
Now the president of the William Trent House Museum, who's been known to have enslaved people there.
Not the museum, the man.
No, the man, William Trent.
Yes.
We need to
but
let you know
Trent,
that.
Mr. Trent.
Mr. Trent had enslaved people,
working.
Not the Trent House Museum.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. They never had enslaved people there.
Right. You see, it's the best revenge is success.
There you go.
Yes.
The best revenge is success.
Right.
You hear that, Podcastia? The best revenge is success.
That's
and by
the
way, I want to thank you again for your diligence and your vigilance in letting the New Jersey Department of Transportation know who's boss.
Right. You're the boss, meaning you people out there, the citizens of every town and city of this United States, you mm-hmm. are the boss.
Right.
The government is not the boss of you. You are the boss of them. You pay their salaries.
Which, by the way, I need to make something clear. Well, okay? Mm-hmm. Something we said on that show.
What did we say?
John Hatch was talking to us about different things that people do in their towns and stuff. And we went up against that Leawood Development Group.
Right.
When I said we went up against them, I didn't mean me and Christina.
Alone, no.
Right, I meant we as a group of residents right. and concerned citizens. That's what yes. I meant by we.
Yes.
So I just wanted to clear the air on that.
Definitely a concerted effort of the whole city
right.
gathering together against that.
And we beat them. We
and
won.
And we all, as a united front,
right.
beat them. So when we're in unity, we mm-hmm. can get a lot of stuff accomplished.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by when I say we.
Right.
Okay, are you ready for this today?
I am.
I honestly don't know if I'm ready, and because this guest we have today has been on.
You've already been given a hard time as soon as she walked in the door.
She walked in with luggage. Like, what are you
she
doing?
She wants to hang out.
Wait, she wants to hang out. She's here to stay.
She doesn't want to sleep here. It's too cold.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to keep her. I don't think that's going to stop her either. She was already on two other New Pod City Podcast Network shows. One was Dear Sis, and the other one was the Entrepreneurial Enclave.
Right, right. And Kevin she Wardle. Was kind of on our show, but it was a weird
We
episode.
Had no control over it. Right. Will Foskey brought her over. I'm like, who's this we're bringing? That was during the Arnold Day show with right. Andrew Wilco right. Wilkinson.
Right. So
who we miss as well.
So now it's for real.
So now she's here for real. Right. She's our guest today. Mm-hmm. And God help us, because mm-hmm. she's a bit of a firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing her mink stole.
No, it's not a stole.
All right, a mink sweater. Whatever, a stole, whatever it is.